You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome. You're listening to Wake Up with Tom Jones. Good morning, Saints of God. This is Tom, and I just want to say good morning to each and every one of you that listen, and just want to say that it is time to wake up. Getting here this morning, I tell you what, I feel like I'm driving, and I've never been a race car fanatic or anything, but the Indy 500 or the Daytona 500, but sometimes when I get on the road, it feels like I'm in the Daytona 500. race I tell you, it is a challenge to drive. I think I lost my salvation trying to get here this morning. I mean, the traffic was terrible. And some of you Christians, and I'm not picking on you, but you know, do the speed limit. Don't go haywire and do 100 miles an hour and 55, and you know, just drive, you know, defensively. You know, be courteous, be kind. You know, that's all I ask the Lord. Why can't people just be kind when they get behind the wheel? And some of you Christians need to slow down a little bit, you know, because I often would say that if you want to take the J out of joy, get around family. But now I'm going to change it. If you want to take the J out of joy, get behind the wheel and drive. I'm 95. Yeah, Danny, it's so true because, you know, I leave about an hour before to get to the radio station. That's plenty of time. And I almost didn't make it. 95, there's another crash, a couple of them. And it's just, I think we're becoming like California, Danny. Or New York. New York. You know, I have to laugh about it because you really take your life in your hands when you get behind the wheel today. I'm being honest. Lord, help those drivers out there to, you know, drive and be courteous and be kind and obey the speed limit. You know, the Bible tells us to obey the laws of the land. And, you know, we're not exempt when we get behind the wheel. We're to be, you know, careful because, you know, people's lives are at stake. And, you know, and it's serious when you get behind a motor vehicle. You know, think, you know, there was one pastor in Texas. I've never forget John Hagee. He was late getting to church, and he was blowing the horn at the lady in front of him, and he was screaming at her, hurry up, get moving. He was blowing the horn and yelling at the lady in the front because he was running late for church. And then he gets to a stop sign, and the two girls in the next car over said, "Oh, Pastor Hagee, how are you doing?" So he got kind of caught yelling at some. You know, when you get behind the wheel, you know, drive careful. Carefully, rather, and, you know, obey the speed limits and be courteous and be kind. And, you know, don't give someone the gesture. Don't yell at people. And you know, just I can't reiterate this enough. You know, I'm going to talk about the fruits of the Spirit this morning. If I quit laughing, you know, it's just like, never ceases to amaze me driving around this town. Just people are just they're rude. They're not kind, and, you know, part of the fruits of the Spirit are being kind, and I'm picking on some of you Christians out there that, you know, and in a good way, be kind when you drive and courteous, watch the speed limit, because I tell you what, it just takes a split second, even if you're texting, don't text, because it takes a split second for someone to get in front of you, and you hit them, and so I didn't mean to get off on that, but I'm going to play a song this morning. It's going to be kind of the song to my message this morning. It's by the late Glen Campbell.
We'll be right back.
That's so true. If you share a little kindness, that it goes a long way. And we need to be kinder to one another. Me, myself included, when I get out on the road, I'm courteous. I try to let people go. If they yell, just let them go. Just do the speed limit again. Relax. Because I tell you, it's a challenge driving on the highways here in Florida. My message this morning is about the life by the Spirit. Think you'll enjoy it, and I sure did when I was reading it. It is Galatians chapter 5, starts at verse 16. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. Now, this is Paul speaking, and I believe Paul tells us to decrease, you know, our flesh must decrease, that Jesus can increase, because it's so important. And what do I mean by that? It's, you know, your flesh will want to rise up, especially when you get behind the wheel. And you just have to say, no, I'm not going to be like the other drivers. I'm not going to be rude. You know, flesh, you know, no, I'm going to drive the way God wants me to drive. And decrease. Every day when you wake up and you have your quiet time and your prayer time, just ask the Lord, Lord, you know, no matter if I'm on the road, at work, someone says something to me, you know, I just, I want to be more like you. Every single day. And it says, verse 17 says, for the sinful natural desires, which is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit, what is contrary to the sinful nature, they are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage. Boy, you could see that on the road. People just, they're a different person when they get behind the wheel. I don't mean to go into that so much. Selfish ambition, dissension, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, the like. I warn you, as I did before, those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. That says a lot. Paul begins his letter by establishing the true messenger and defying the true message. The gospel is not a mixture of the law and grace. It is the message of grace and grace alone. You know, we're not under the Old Testament, the law. We're under the New Testament. When Jesus went to that cross, and he shed his precious blood that you and I might have life and life more abundantly. When we just bow our heads and say, Lord, you know, I'm a sinner. I admit it. And forgive me that I've committed sin, whatever it may be, the things that we've talked about, our sinful nature. I just help us, whether we've been in idolatry, witchcraft, Father God, hatred, jealousy, fits of rage. But I see that a lot, Father God, selfish ambitions, dissension, envy, drunkenness, orgies. Lord, help us with all that. Help us to throw those things out and repent, Father God, and become more like you each day. And Father God, that we bear that fruit that you've called us to bear, the Spirit, and put on the Spirit of love, joy, peace, patience, Father God, kindness, Father God, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I thank you for just helping us, Father, decrease our flesh each and every day, Father God, that we decrease. And Father, you increase in our life. Father God, for everyone that's listening, Father God, if they've got bad driving habits, Father God, just help them with their driving habits, Father God. Help us all. We all need that help. Lord, you know I do. And I try to be patient to each one on the road. And Father God, help us if we we've stepped aside and got into witchcraft, whatever we've gotten into, Father God, we just repent of that. Father, we want to become more like you each and every day, become more like you. And I thank you for helping us, Father God. And don't let us, Father God, become conceited, arrogant, prideful, Father God, envying each one that we meet, Father God. We just ask that those things would be burned out of our lives, Father God, and that you, Father God, would take over, increase, that we can be that light that you've called us to be in the dark places that we go. Father God, I bless the listeners that are listening, Father God, this day, that they would just be blessed, Father God, spiritually, Father God, physically, Father God, and financially, Father God, that you touch them, Father God, if they need a touch. Their driving habits are bad. I don't mean to go into that, Father God, but I think some of us need to drive a little better, Father God, and some of us need to love one another better. Some of us, Father God, need to do more and wake up, Father God, me included. I'm not exempt, but that you would show us how to live this abundant life. You said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. Father God, I pray that those that are listening, Father God, that if they need a touch from you, Father God, that, Father God, that you would touch them, Father God, from the top of their head to the very, very soles of their feet. That by your very stripes, Father God, that you took upon your back, they were healed. I know you're healing, Father God. There's timing in that we can't command you to do anything, Father God, but we can call upon you. As your word said, if we call upon you, Father God, you said you would show us great and mighty things that we know us not of. And I thank you, Father God, for blessing the listeners, Father God, that they would just have a stirring in their spirit, in their heart, in their mind, to run this race with confidence, the race that you've put before us. And Father God, that we wouldn't look at circumstances, people, naysayers, Father God, that we would keep our eyes focused on you. Thank you, Father, for the listeners that are listening. If they need a word of encouragement, Father God, may they open the word. May you minister to them through the word. Your Holy Spirit would minister to them. And Father, you would send someone to encourage them as well. Because Hebrews 3:13, your word reminds us that we are to encourage one another daily, not discourage one another daily. And I pray, Father God, that they would be encouraged and they would be uplifted, Father God. That this would be, and Father God, some of them see just a state of hopelessness, Father God. One time I was in that state of hopelessness in my life with my mom passing away with no food. We were very poor, and I lived in a state of hopelessness for years. But Father God, you broke that over me and you took it away. And I thank you for those that are listening that feel broken, they feel destined, they feel lost, they feel confused, Father God, they don't know. May they cast their eyes back on you. May they come to know you as Lord and Savior. And if they know you and they're going through a difficult time, I pray the greatest battles, Father, that we go through, that you've shared with me, are on our knees. Father God, I pray that we would get on our knees to fight the greatest battles that can ever be won. You've showed me, Father God, are on our knees. I pray we would start praying and the listeners would have set aside some quiet time, Father, and prayer time, Bible reading time, Father, that when they go into this world, they won't become like this world, and they won't become polluted by the world, Father God. That you would bless them, Father God. I pray for some that are listening that feel in a state of hopelessness, Father God, that they would see that this would be a new dawn, a new day, and a new beginning in their life, Father God. The past, well, the past is the past, my word of encouragement to you that are listening that feel in a state of hopelessness, that the past will never direct your destiny, that Jesus will, if we cast our eyes upon him. He said, perfect peace is his, whose mind is stayed on Jesus. So, Father God, I pray that we continue to run this race with confidence, that our eyes are fixed on you, and that we would be the light into the dark places that you've called us to be. Father God, we pray for Israel, the apple of your eye, Father God, that no weapon formed against Israel shall prosper, that you protect Israel, that you would cause confusion in the camps of those that want to destroy and harm Israel, Father God. And I pray for peace in Israel, Father God, for our nation, Father God, help us. We need your help. Washington, Father God, they need your help. And we pray for those that are elected over us, Father God, that you give them the strength that they need to endure. Father God, that you whisper in their ears like you did our founding fathers. That was divine intervention. And I still believe that can happen, that you can minister to the men that are appointed over us, that you can whisper in their ears, Father God, and show them what they're to do to help our country. with this massive debt that we have. It's a big concern of mine, Father God, that you just show them a way out. And Father, as a nation, Father, I pray that we would turn back to you, that we would put prayer back in school. We'd put you back in school. And Father God, that we would acknowledge you. The Ten Commandments, Father God, I pray we would uphold those and put those back into the schools. Father God, I thank you for this day. Thank you for getting me here safely. Thank you for your word that tells us to have the fruit of the Spirit. Thank you for the love that you'll continually pour into our lives, the joy that you'll constantly give us, because your word says the joy of the Lord is our strength, the peace. You said, peace I give unto thee, not as the world gives, but I give unto thee. Patience, Father God, please give us all patience, especially when we get behind the wheel, Father God. Oh, boy, do we need patience, Father God. Thank you for giving us that patience. Kindness, Father God. Thank you for letting us have that kindness towards one another, to be that great blessing that you've called each and every one of us to be, kind to one another. Whether they be our enemy, Father God, you told us to love our enemies. And Father God, that is very, very hard. Teach us how to do that. And Father God, the goodness, the faithfulness, let us be gentle and let us have self-control, Father God. Thank you for blessing the listeners, Father God, from the top of their head to the very soles of their feet. Thank you for taking good care of each and every one that listen. I hope I don't put them to sleep, but keep them awake. And I pray that they would rise to the occasion, Father, that you've called them to, that they may be find their way, that you may use them in a mighty way that they know us not of. May they discover the talents and the gifts that lie in their life that have gone dormant, that you would wake them up, wake the gifts up, and may they become a great blessing to their family, our community, the state, the country, and the world. And may their gifts flourish, Father God, that you've blessed us all with, gifts. And may we use them and not push them aside and not use the gifts that you've called us. And if we don't know what our gifts are, Father God, tell the listeners what their gifts are, what their talents are, and may their gifts in them be awakened. May the gift in my life be awakened, Father God, that we can be a greater blessing to you and the people that we come in contact with, that we can become a greater blessing to them. So thank you for this day, Father God, the listeners. Thank you for blessing our nation, Father God, blessing our president. Thank you for blessing the congressmen, senators, Father God, that they can walk and live in harmony with one another. And just thank you for this day, Father God. There's a lot to be thankful for, and I thank you for this wonderful day, for giving us, the listeners and myself, life. As you said, I came to give you life, and life more abundantly. Father God, I ask all this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, I got a little sidetracked. I think the traffic and the people and the anger and the horns blowing, it just was a little distraction. But, you know, Jesus is with us wherever we go. And it's hard, you know, living in an upside-down world, which I'm trying to live in, you're trying to live in, but I'm discovering something here, that when my mind gets distracted and someone yells at me or someone, you know, says, oh, you can't make it, you can't do it, or you're just a ditch digger, Tom, God can't, you throw garbage in the garbage can, you know, sometimes you just have to just bury that stuff, you know, get rid of it, you know, the naysayers are going to come, let's just bury some stuff that people have said, people have hurt you. You know, forgive them, and let's move on to the greater things that Jesus has for us. And watch what he does for you. I tell you what, he came, he said, to give you life, and life, and life more abundantly. And that's the assurance that you and I have. So let us live that abundant life that he's called us to live. Let's not be envious of one another. You know, I was sharing with Brother Mark the other day, a dear friend of my wife and I. It's her relative. And Mark and Mary, thank you for being a blessing. Thank you for your generous gift for me for the radio. I can't thank you enough. I was sharing with Mark that, you know, how sometimes people can come up and hurt you, but, you know, you're still called. You're still called to forgive. And that's sometimes, even for me, being a mature Christian, I'm still learning every day. Believe it or not, I don't know everything. But one thing I do know, that I can cast my cares, as the Word of God tells us, that we can cast our cares upon him. His word says, for what? For he careth for thee. So, you know, some of the battle, well, you know, you're fighting a battle that the battle really, the Lord tells us in his word that the battle's not yours, the battle belongs to him. Sometimes I try to help Jesus out, and you know what? He doesn't need my help. He just doesn't. He tries to remind me, the Holy Spirit puts on my heart, you're trying to help Jesus out, and he doesn't need any help. You know, he's in control. You know, as long as I stay out of control, he's in control. You know, so the battle, if you're wrestling with a battle, a situation, you know, just lay it at his feet, nail it at the cross, leave it there, and keep moving on. Keep running as the scriptures tells us, to run the race with confidence, the race is set before us. You're gifted, you're called, you're unique. God's made you unique. He's made you special. He's gifted you. You're talented. And remember, the word of God reminds us that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Not some things, but all things. And stay focused. You know, sometimes my vision gets a little blurry because I look at this, I look at the traffic, I look at this, I look at what someone said. And you know what? Anymore, I just need to be like a duck with that one water falls on a duck, it just rolls right off. And sometimes that's the way we have to become. We can't hold grudges, and we can't be bitter, and we can't be envious. Because if you're envious of another brother's gift, you know, and you think you're the only one that's called, you know, we're all called. So let's understand that. We're all called. But when you get so secure in Jesus and someone comes your way, you won't feel threatened. You won't feel threatened by their call. That you will not. You will embrace them and tell them to keep on keeping on. And that's what I want you to do, is keep on keeping on with the gifts and the talent that he's poured into your life, that you can hear him one day say, enter thou good and well and faithful servant into my presence. And I tell you, we're all going to die. And are you doing what Jesus has called you to do? Are you being that blessing he's calling you to be? And a lot of people I run into, especially when I was on TV, you know, they were important, and I respected that, but we're all gifted. But when you become insecure and you feel threatened by someone else, you're really not secure in Jesus. Because think of that now. You know, if you envy another brother or his gifts and his talents, you know, then you're not really secure in Jesus. You know, you need to be secure in Jesus, that when that brother or sister comes up with their gifts or talents, you are going to encourage them to keep on keeping on, to be that great blessing into the darkness. So anyway, my time's just about up. I think I've rattled on too much this morning about the traffic, but come on, Brevard, drive a little safer and be kinder to one another. Love one another as he's loved us. Let the fruits of the Spirit flow out of your life, the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control come out of you. Well, that's a lot to digest. But he's God. He's a big God. Well, my program's almost over. Until next week, may God bless you and love you all, and wake up. Lord, raise, let
the people shout. You've been listening to Wake Up, the radio broadcast brought to you by Tom Jones Ministries. Be with us again next Thursday at the same time for Wake Up with Tom Jones.